Some people have drug problems. Some people are addicted to other stuff. Slippery Bree, all of these cheeses, they happen to me. Oh, please. Rough Pecorino and Moody Ram Hall, stop me before I just swallow it all. Oh, please. Somebody ring the cheese alarm. Oh, please, somebody ring the cheese alarm. Showman Jarlsberg, Applewood smoked. The pleasure is mine, he obligingly choked. Oh, please. Goat's cheese cylinder, tangy and white. Roll over me in the flickering night. Don't keep me up late. I can't even fit into size 38. Oh, please. Chattering Stilton with your blue-blooded veins. You can't build a palace without any drains. Oh, please. Oh, please. Half the world sits on the other and gloats. Oh, please. Trackle of cheddar with a muslin rind. Would you give it all up for some real peace of mind? Oh, no.
Maybe it's a very strong message, and not everybody's ready to hear that, you know. I know I'm not. And yet the consequences of cheese abuse is terrible, because huge accretions of fatty tissues build up in the central area if you're a man, or behind the knees, and at the back of the neck if you're a woman. Female cheeseheads are easy to spot because they have like gouda coming out the back there. And men, similarly, you get tentacles of Brie. It's not nice if you're wearing, say, what are those things called? Overalls. Dungarees. Say you want to look like Lowell George or something from Little Feet, or John Lennon circa his Plastic Ono Band record. You're wearing a nice pair of dungarees, but you get Brie drip, and you can't carry on for very long, 2 or 3 days max, and then you will just grind to a halt. You will ossify, as it were, fossilize. You will not move. You will be not dead, but you will not be in motion. People will say, why has that dude ceased to move? And they will inhale the reason as they go past. And so, you know, life is a terrifying business, and even pleasant things like cheese can in the end prove antisocial, fatal, hostile, detrimental, make your life not even worth living and leave you alone with no friends. So just remember that when you try and enjoy anything. I have reached a conclusion in my tender 55 years that everything is bad for you. The end is always near and it never happens. Okay, so this one, would have a full orchestra on it, or it would at least have the honeyed tones of Maurice Windsor on it, so just picture them instead.